I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. There is none. There is none. There is none, there is none like you.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Thank you for just another day that you have made and that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. Thank you for the victory on this day. Thank you for the peace that you'll give me on this day. Thank you for the healing that you'll perform in my body on this day. Thank you for the way that you have already made in my life, Lord, today. Thank you for the protection from danger seen and unseen. Thank you for being my God all day long, a God of patience, a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of hope, a God of victory, a God of abundance, a God of life, a God of joy. Thank you for being everything that we need and more. You are the source of our strength, and you are the strength of our lives, and you are the one that we lean upon. So we say that there is none like you. No one can compare to you. We can search all over, and we'll never find anyone that treats us like you do. We can search all over and we'll never find anyone that loves us like you do. God, we'll search all over. God, we can look high and low and we'll never find anyone who does us the way that you do. So here we are to worship you this morning. Here we are to surrender to your will. Here we are to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we stand, oh God, in need of you, God. We are nothing without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. Lord, we can't even live without you. Lord, you are the very substance of our lives. You are everything that we need and more. And so we look to you this morning. You said in your word, and you promised in your word, that if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, then you'll add all the things that we need unto us. We don't have to worry about food. We don't have to worry about clothing, raiment for our body. God, we don't have to worry about peace of mind. Lord, we don't have to worry about joy. Lord, we don't have to worry about being the least, oh God. We don't have to worry about the enemy coming up against us like a flood. Lord, we don't have to worry about anything, Lord. You'll add everything that we need and more, God, and as we depend upon you and we seek you first, Lord, and we won't lean unto our own ways, Lord, you have promised, Lord, that you would be our guide, you would be our protector, you would be our strength, you would be our rock, you would be our present help in the time of trouble, you would be everything that we need and more. You told Moses, let the people know that I am has sent you. Now, he wanted a little bit more definition, oh God, explanation, Lord, but you left him with just I am, Lord, and that's because you are everything that we need and more. You are a doctor in the sick room. You are a lawyer in the courtroom, God. You are a mother to the motherless, Lord. You are a father to the fatherless, Lord. You are help, God, everything, joy, oh God, everything, peace, oh God, everything, a relationship, a lover, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so we stand before you this morning, oh God, acknowledging, God, that you are a great and mighty God. There's no one that can compare to you. Magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways, awesome are thy works of thy hands, God. Awesome are the works of thy hands. As I ride into Walmart this morning to perform our pickup, Lord, I'm looking at the sun rising right now, Lord, and it's rising just above the clouds, and it looks like the sun is sitting in some hands, Lord. They're sitting in the Master's hands, Lord, because you have spoken it into existence, and the sun is still obeying your commands yet till this day. You formed something out of nothing. When there was nothing, you spoke and said, let there be, Lord. So, God, that lets us know, reminds us that, God, when it seems like we have nothing and all hope has failed, Lord, that's all you have to do is speak light into us, Lord, because you can speak those things that are not as though they were, Lord. Abraham didn't believe, Lord, that you were going to allow him to birth a son out of his loins, Lord. He felt he had gone too far along, Lord, and some of our situations look like they're just too hard to bear. They look like, God, that we can't win the battle at all, that we have gone as far as we can go, Lord, and we can't go no more. But, God, you can take us further, Lord. You can make us stronger, God. You can renew life where there appears to be death, Lord, and even in a man that's 90 years old, Lord, and a woman that's 80 years old or somewhere near there, God, God, you can speak life into their bodies. I believe there was 100, God, and 90, God, but when they had the baby, Lord, but you can speak life into things that are dry, decayed, dead, God, gone. You told Ezekiel, shall these dry bones live? Ezekiel didn't know the answer, so he threw the question back to you, Lord, and you said, yes, those dry bones shall live, and you gave him the words to be able to speak light, Lord, in our dry situations, Lord, in our dead areas, in our lives, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the words to be able to speak light into those situations right now in the name of Jesus. We have some dead relationships, Lord. We have some dead finances, Lord. We have some dead people in our ministry. ministries, Lord. We have some dead people in our families, Lord. We have some things that are dead and gone, Lord, and we need you to give us the words to speak light into them, Lord, so that they may rise again, Lord, and be that great and mighty army and be used for your glory and for the honor of your people. Speak life, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we don't want to die, oh God, in this dry and barren land, Lord, but speak life, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, so that we might live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being that promise keeper. Thank you for being the God that we need that always answers prayers. You told us that we would just call upon you, you would answer us and show us great and mighty things which we knoweth not. We don't know the way that we should go. We don't know the things that are coming our way unless you reveal them to us, God, and show us your glory. I ask, Lord, this morning that you would show us your glory. Show us your glory in our lives, Lord. Work on our behalf. We heard last night during our quick testimony service, Lord, that you are our prayer-answering Savior. Things that appear to be trivial. Lord, Missionary Miller told us about the little box that she sent to her sister that had become lost, Lord, and didn't know where it was at. Lord, instead of fretting, instead of forgetting about it, Lord, she just told her sister that she was going to pray, Lord. Her sister couldn't believe that she would pray just for a little box, Lord. But lo and behold, she prayed the one day, and the next day the box appeared, Lord. That's the type of God that you are. There's nothing too trivial to you. There's nothing too small for you, Lord. There's nothing too large for you, oh God. And we want to say thank you, oh God, for being a great and mighty God who is mindful of us, God. And we want to say thank you, God, today, because our petitions, God, that we place before you are not too small that you ignore, are not too large that you can't handle, Lord, but you can handle everything that we pass your way. You said cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Thank you, God, for caring for my well-being. Thank you, God, for knowing just what I need and more, God. Thank you for always being there, Lord, and being my provider, being my strong power, being my way maker, being the air that I breathe, Lord God. I want to say thank you for being everything that we need and more. And so with that confidence, Lord, we cast all of our cares upon you again this morning. You know the desires of our hearts. You know the thoughts that we're thinking. You know the things that are causing us dismay or discouragement. You know the things that we need you to help us to overcome. Put flesh under subjection right now, Lord. We don't want there to be no misunderstanding. We need to be able to speak the words of life that you have spoken into our lives in your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the lender and not the borrower. God, I am above and not beneath, Lord. Oh, God, you've made me a joint heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. Oh, God, I don't have to live in the lack, Lord, but I can live in the abundance that comes with living in you, Lord. Help me to find myself content, Lord, but pressing towards you for more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not that my flesh might get any of the glory, but that all the glory and all the honor might be thine, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch over us today. Help us to walk in victory today. Lead us, oh God, so we won't lead ourselves. Guide us, Lord, so we won't guide ourselves. Protect us, Lord, because we cannot protect ourselves. And, Lord, we're nothing without you. We pray for our children. We pray for our family. We pray for those that are connected to us, Lord. We pray for those that are in our communities, Lord. We pray for those that are on our jobs. Heal the land even now, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't turn your back on us, Lord. We still love you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. There is none like you, God. We need you, Lord, today. And we bless your name, Lord. Hear the cries of your people even now, Lord, as we cry out to you, holy, 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 God. God. You are the Lord God Almighty, God. Magnificent and awesome are thy works, O God. Awesome are the works of thy hands, Lord. And we praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, Lord. We honor and adore you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way in us today, Lord. And lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, like only you can. And we'll worship and adore you. We'll praise you, Lord, all the day long, because praise is comely for the upright. Speak life into your people. Speak strength into your people. Speak hope, oh God, into your people like only you can. And we'll bless your name, and we'll give you all the glory, and we'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.